good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and it is Monday, November 1, 2021. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul for the afternoon as we bring you our opinion and commentary for all the economic and political events. So, good afternoon, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Do you realize that 19 days from now, I will have been in chain for 50 years.
Poor Marsha.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. I knew it.
No, you didn't. You did not.
I knew you were going to say that. I need to come back and take on her side.
No.
It doesn't seem possible. It really doesn't seem possible that our first great-grandchild would do any day. Mm-hmm. So... what can I say? But anyway, good to have you. It's a beautiful day here in the hills of West Virginia. It's been a nice day, a little on the cool side, like 60s, but it's still beautiful.
Mm, yes. Beautiful day for November 1st, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, gold in the precious metals market, gold is struggling to get back up over 18. We were up 850 at 1,793. Silver is up 11 cents at $24.10. Platinum is up $46 at $1,074. Palladium is up $49 at $2,136. The USDX was down 0.24 at 93.89. Crude oil is up 35 cents at 83.92. And... paper markets today. I don't know why it would be any different. You have both the Dow and the S&P close at records to start November. The Dow was up 94 points, 35,913. The S&P was up 8, 4,613. And the NASDAQ was up 97, 15,595. Asia markets, Nikkei was higher, others were lower. Europe was all positive. Of course it's going to be positive. You have all the elite meeting over there. And, you know, for our safety from global climate change, global warming.
As they fly their private jets around all the world. Yep, that makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. I know it. So, you have 10-year yield, 1.56%. And I don't know, Butch, we didn't have a chance to. We've been hectic today doing a lot of shipping, trying to get everybody out. You know, it's the same thing, worsening shortages, high price restraints, U.S. manufacturing activity. You know, you got American Airlines reduces flight cancellations, you know, due to staffing challenges. You know, these are pretty much the same headlines. Absolutely. As we've seen last week. You have wheat did surge to a 2012 high. And, of course, that's going to speed up a little bit of food inflation. So that's coming. Cotton prices nearing 10-year high with supply deficit seen growing. So that's going to be kind of interesting. And, you know, I heard I don't know who it was, somebody on one of the mainstream media programs talking about, well, you know, wouldn't it be great if we, you know, we really need to start building things here in this country again and bring it back from China. And you know, they could challenge us with all the percentage of pharmaceuticals that they supply to the United States, that they could really use that against us. And they supply the main ingredient that goes in the what everybody takes, like Advil, the ibuprofen. They supply all that stuff, as we talk about here all the time. But do you really believe these pharmaceuticals are actually going to bring stuff back here as long as they're making all of that profit? Highly unlikely. They'll just move it to another Asian country. So, and that's the one thing that I don't care what administration it's been, no one has discussed on how to bring businesses back in a meaningful way. Not some, you know, corporation who decides to build a factory here. Big deal. In a meaningful way. But yeah, all the business people that I speak with that do business, that have manufacturing and deal with manufacturing outside of this country, it's Asia's too cheap. India, there's too many other places to go that, and listening to Biden talk about all the bigger wages, and people are moving from job to job because they can get much, oh yeah, it's really nice to be able to move from McDonald's to Subway. I mean, these people are insane. And it is all about jobs, but they don't know, they can't create them because they can't bring them back because of China, because of Asia. So, you know, it is what it is, Butch.
Well, you know, it would literally cost more than we could afford to bring these businesses back now. Our infrastructure no longer can really do that unless you do a whole revamping of infrastructure. And it just isn't going to happen. It isn't going to happen. I mean, all this, for example, the steel mills that shut down years ago through places like Pittsburgh and different other areas, the mills are in ruins. They'd have to start all over again, rebuilding and restocking. And that more than, we don't have time to do it anyway. Even if we had the money, we don't have time to do it.
Well, there was an article by the Wall Street Journal, and it does say farewell offshoring, outsourcing, pandemic rewrites the CEO playbook. And the first paragraph reads, with the machinery of international trade slowed, business leaders are ditching, at least temporarily, overseas partners and the conventional wisdom of the global economy in favor of reliability, even if it costs more. But that's the key. Some are moving workers and production facilities closer to home and relocating plants closer to suppliers. Others are buying their suppliers or bringing former contract work in-house. It's about control. They want to have more control in an uncertain world. Alan Coleman, chief executive of 3D printing company Carbon Inc. and the former CEO of DuPont. So, yeah, since the pandemic, many companies have had trouble getting raw materials as well as hiring production workers and booking space on shipping vessels. So they're going to spend billions of dollars to rewrite the manufacturing process for when you would think that this is a temporary situation with a quote-unquote pandemic. I don't buy it. That still doesn't mean Coleman, who's also is a director of Goldman Sachs Group, of course, and Dell Technologies Inc., said some of her customers in automotive, medical, and consumer durable goods industries that are relying on manufacturing facilities in Europe and Asia increasingly want a presence in the Americas. Well, that's Americas. They didn't say the United States. They said Americas. So there's, looks like everything will be going south of us. It would be my prediction. So,
nothing really new there.
Nope.
Been going away for a long time.
No, that's this administration's problem to, keeping the illegal aliens in their own countries, create jobs for them down there. That's what they're setting up for. That's why they're planting the seeds. Let's create manufacturing down there so they don't want to come to the United States. Keep them down there. They're obscene. Well, they're disgusting. Shameful.
It is disgusting. It's frustrating. It's aggravating. You've watched this, Lauren. I have. You've been on the economic front a lot longer than I have. You watched this coming to this country for a lot of years, Melody. And it's just been a slow undermining of our economy and our infrastructure for manufacturing. It's been coming on for a long time with NAFTA and GATT and a whole lot more. Some people try to warn us, even Ross Perot did, but the people just couldn't grasp it because we get stuff cheaper now than we used to. At least we used to get stuff cheaper. Now with all the things that are going around the world and the dollar dropping in value around the world, our costs are going up. Folks, eventually it comes back to bite you. Because you're importing debt, you're exporting debt with the fiat currency, And after a while, they catch on to it, although their currency is to figure out also. They'd rather work with theirs than ours. So now it's come back to bite us. And here we are in America today, watching the prices increase in everything. And the first article I want to share here from USAWatchdog.com, Greg Hunter's site, is just saying exactly what we said last week, very clearly, about inflation. Do you want to add anything before I go into that?
No, go ahead.
Okay, because I think this is really really important. Interest rates are going to go bonkers if the Fed comes back in with the more QE. Pinto warns. In June, the economist and money manager Michael Pinto warned the Fed was going to kill the economy by tapering the easy money policies. Instead, the Fed ignored inflation, which is obviously not transitory, and has kept the money printing going. Now, Pinto says it's coming down to one issue for the Fed. Pinto explains that if the Fed does not taper, yields will skyrocket. That would destroy the economy and kill the real estate market. Pinto goes on to point out how bad inflation from trillions of dollars of COVID money printing really is in the real world. Pinto explains, why work and get exposed to COVID-19 when they can stay home, do nothing, and buy stuff online? That's your real problem. Now, Bailey, remember last week we discussed that if they say the inflation is 5%, you can triple it, and it'll be close to 15%? Well, Pinto agrees with us. That's why you have inflation. If you measured it accurately, close to 14%. That's the highest we have seen in 40 years. So we were saying if you multiply times 3, 15%, we are right on the money because that's what it is. He says inflation is actually 14% plus probably. And that is a huge, huge inflation rate that goes across a period, a little bit of time, just shrinks the dollar that much more. And that's only the beginning. I promise you that inflation is going to pick up even more. Now, Pinto's right. The way we're still printing money and Biden administration wants to print trillions more, folks, it is going to destroy us, and I have to believe that's what they want now. There was a time, maybe, when they used to talk about the budget. They used to discuss, how can we cut the budget? How can we cut this? Of course, they never really did. They spent a trillion and cut $1 billion. But anyway, at least they made us think they were trying to get things under control. Anymore, it's not even mentioned by either party to any extent at all. So I do believe this is a way to bring us into a third world system that we've seen happen to many nations that were prosperous nations, folks. We can name a lot of them. They were very prosperous and lost it in a matter of a little bit of no time. And they haven't recovered yet and probably never will. So, Melody, anything you want to add to that? That's just my comments on that.
No, I mean, we've talked for 20 years about how they're going to lower our standard of living, raise everybody else's, and then they'll just crash the system. I mean, that's what's happened. Our standard of living continues to decline. Sure, we've got newer cars. Maybe we got bigger homes and things like that they're pushing. But what is your dollar getting you? You're not getting ahead. Few do. So they've really have lowered, and with this pandemic, I agree with you. It's real, and they don't let a crisis go. What's
waste
the old
it.
Saying, Butch?
They
waste
don't
it.
Waste it. Yeah.
They don't
yeah.
waste it.
No, they don't.
And they use it to promote their agenda. And it's a sad, sad situation, but. And we still don't know. There's talks about, everything's going to fall apart this winter. Everything's going to do tomorrow or next month. And we don't know that. Nobody knows that. No one. So that's why we continue to say, don't wait. It could happen tomorrow. What I do believe is we'll wake up one day to a whole brand new world. Something will have happened.
Amen. Yes.
We don't know what that is. There's going to be bumps and, there's hills and valleys as we, get to that point. Some worse than others. But it's not the biggie. No one knows when that biggie's going to happen. So...
Well, they're working towards it by slowly undermining our system. That's what they've been doing that for years. It's been going on for
sure
a long time.
Sure they are.
They've been doing it for years, long before you and I were born, they've been doing that. So that's it's hard to destroy a healthy body. But America was once a healthy body in a lot of different ways, morally and economically and other ways. But obviously they've undermined all of those, and now we're seeing it just totally fall to pieces. Folks, it's just a matter of time that undermines the point that collapses. I don't know when that great reset's going to be. We call it New World Order. I have no idea. But it's coming. And listen to this, Melody. This could be good news to some people. New Iowa law guarantees unemployment benefits for workers fired over a vaccine mandate. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law a bill that aims to protect workers who lose their job for rejecting COVID-19 vaccination. The House bill filed 902 on October 28th cleared both chambers of the Iowa legislature in a one-day special session. It states that any business that has COVID-19 vaccine mandates must waive the requirements for employees who request for medical or religious exemptions. In addition, if an employee is fired for refusing to get the vaccine, the business must make sure the employee is eligible for unemployment benefits. The bill included an immediate enactment of provision and took effect on October 29th when Reynolds signed into law. I am proud to sign this bipartisan piece of legislation today. This is a major step forward in protecting Iowans' freedoms and abilities to make healthcare decisions based on what's best for themselves and their families. This legislation also gives employees assurance that they will still receive unemployment benefits despite being fired for standing up for their beliefs. I mean, good for them. Good for them. But it's going to mean money going out with no production to back it. That's what it means. Of course, it's inflationary. But in this case, I don't see we have any choice. The governor said we're going to back the people, back their beliefs and convictions, and that's just the way it's going to be. So what do you think about that, Melody?
Well, you know, it's, I don't know, I think you pretty much said it all, but I don't have anything to add.
Well, there's, you know, again, it's just going to mean people be sitting at home, shopping at home, and that's people out on production lines. But this is not these people's fault. Obviously, it's the employers who decide to push this. And, of course, a government that intends to undermine the economy anyway. And we'll get more on that just a little bit because we're going to see a lot of places, even for places that we have to use for protection of our homes and properties and our lives, are going to start shrinking because of all this, these mandates. And what better way to cause chaos than undermine society's way of protecting itself in all areas, health care, fire, police, whatever. What better way to undermine society and to cause disruption in society than take away those safeguards that people have become used to? Now, maybe that'll make us stand up even more and ready to safeguard ourselves, as we should have a long time ago. But nonetheless, this is going to make a big difference to a lot of people, especially those who are sick or elderly that can't no longer take care of themselves. I know we got to go to break. I think
we do.
There we are. Okay, Melody.
All righty. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and, of course, sign up for our weekly newsletter. Silver Eagles are flowing. Still a little delays on new orders. We're getting a little caught up, and yeah, I don't know what happened. Boy, the 1st of October, it was just like the dam broke and caught us a little off guard, but we're finally catching up and getting everybody shipped. But, you know, it's be careful of the scams out there. You know, got another call. Well, you know, this one dealer sounds like a mint. Well, they're not a mint, but they sound like one. They want to pretend that they're a mint. And we can get, you know, a gold eagle for, you know, $30 over spot. Well, you know what? That just isn't happening. It's just not happening. So by the time you call them, they ran out. And then they'll end up selling you something else that's going to cost eight times as much as what the normal price is. And that's how they make their money. So be careful out there. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, I'll just say this in addition to what you said. If you work with somebody with integrity and honesty, it saves a lot of headaches in the long run. It really does. Someone you can know you trusted for years, no point in changing. Stay where you are. You have a lot less chance of being hurt. And don't take a chance, folks. When it comes to your money and your income and your survival, don't take a chance. It's not worth it. Anyway, do call Melody. That's where I'm going to go as soon as I can, at 800-375-4188. And I really am as soon as I can. Top of Florida officials suggest In-N-Out restaurants move to Sunshine State after vaccine mandate closures. Mm-hmm. I like that. And folks, this is, of course, In-N-Out is a burger place in California, and they've been hammered over this.
They're COVID. They're like a Christian company, like Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Yeah. Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Patronis, suggested that In-N-Out Burger should move to the Sunshine State after several In-N-Out locations were shut down by California officials. Patronis appealed to the In-N-Out CEO, Lindsay Snyder, to move to the state, arguing that Florida has a superior business climate, though the state has no personal income tax, no corporate taxes, and no mandates. That in itself, those three things itself, makes it very attractive, folks. I'm writing to you today, not only as Florida's chief financial officer, but as a small business owner who grew up in a family who owned a restaurant and worked there for more than 30 years. I know how hard it is to turn a profit and make payroll on a good day, let alone when your own government is working to crush your business with absurd mandates. Once I heard the news of your shutdown for refusing to act as a vaccine police, I knew I had to reach out immediately. It came as health officials in Contra Costa County, California, shut down another In-N-Out Burger location for allowing indoor dining without checking customers for proof of vaccination, coming after the location was closed in nearby San Francisco for a similar reason. Bless their hearts. I mean, all these people try and do is make a living. All they try and do is make a profit. The county wants them to become a police force, I guess you say, a policing force, as far as checking your papers, please, comrade, before they can even buy a hamburger. So I say, God bless them. Thank you, Florida, for opening your doors. I mean that. That is a blessing. It truly is. And we're seeing some kickback here in good old West Virginia as far as businesses are, you know, there's no more mention of shutting down businesses here. Matter of fact, they just passed a bill in law, a law that you don't have to you don't have to take the COVID vaccine on your job. You don't have to take it. They can't force you to take it. And that's just, these things are starting to reverse some of these trends. But again, I really admire Florida. Of course, they want the business. It props the whole state. But it also gives them a chance maybe to go into a place where they can prosper again. California is killing itself with all it's doing. Another California article. Safeway in Castro cuts hours due to off-the-charge shoplifting. It's sad, upsetting, and frustrating. This has happened, as you know, folks, in Walgreens and places in California. They've had to close the stores down because they're losing money by shoplifting. And the cops literally do nothing because there's no big crime committed unless you go over $1,000 in that area. And then some get results. And yet another major retailer in San Francisco had made the decision to close earlier due to excessive theft, particularly at night, according to San Francisco supervisor Rafael Mandelman. The Castro Safeway on Market and Church Streets was open 24 hours, but that's not the case any longer. Signs posted on its interstate, it is new hours of 6 to 9, effective October 24. Many shoppers were surprised to find that the Safeway they frequent at off hours is cutting back. And it was convenient, folks. I'm sure a lot of people work certain hours. They can't always get to the store when it's open. 24-hour service was a wonderful thing. It's gone. It's not going because of lack of business. It's going because thieves are getting by with their crimes. And law enforcement in California especially really is in such bad shape that they don't even go out on a call for shoplifting anymore. So the businesses are actually left on their own and no means to protect themselves. And they can't make a profit, so why should they stay there? Why should they stay there? Melody, that's really a sad situation when a city and a state is so, I don't know what word to use, so evil that they don't even want to protect the businesses any longer. I mean, don't they realize that without businesses, they had no state?
You know, I mean, I just don't really, I get it. I understand it. But yet, you're right. It really is amazing, these mandates, what they're doing. But what's more shocking, Butch, is really no one is talking out against the mandates. Are they?
Very few.
And that's what's shocking.
It is shocking that people tolerate it. I agree. I heard a preacher one time say, that which we tolerate today, we'll embrace tomorrow. Well, that's basically the truth is. We tolerate a little bit of tyranny, we'll embrace more tyranny tomorrow. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
California officials have to know that they're cutting their own throats. That's a tax base they have to depend on to run their offices. Surely they know that. But is this another intentional push to destroy the state?
States get to the point where, you know what, we'll just increase taxes. Let the morons pay for it. Let the citizens pay for it. They continue to do it. So, hey, if we lose, we either get bailed out by the federal government. I mean, no one has ever been held accountable for all of their bad decisions all these years. So they just go along and, yeah, I don't think they really care. Because they'll just increase taxes. They'll increase sales taxes. They'll increase this tax. They'll increase other taxes to offset whatever they've lost from a business leaving.
I don't know how long it'll take, but, of course, that would eventually destroy the state and eventually the country.
These states are already destroyed, though. That's the problem.
They're
already destroyed.
They are. One for federal handouts and most of them won't exist.
Right.
And more destruction. New York City begs for volunteer firefighters from Long Island and upstate New York. As close to one-third of FDNY staff remained unvaccinated ahead of November 1st deadline. 26 firehouses have closed already. And what, by the way, folks, one little 9-year-old boy is already been burnt to death in the fire, right? The firehouse closed one day. The boy was killed the next day in the fire, and his grandmother seriously injured. New York City has issued a statewide call for volunteer firefighters from such areas as Long Island and upstate New York. The shortage in FDNY firefighters is due to the vaccine mandate enforced by Mayor Bill de Blasio, requiring all city workers to receive at least one dose by November 1st. The announcement was written, I'm going to repeat that, to receive at least one dose. Well, one dose will do it. Just get your COVID shot. You'll be good for life. No, folks. This will go on forever. You're going to have to at least have one a year. The announcement was written via email and sent to nearly 350 potential volunteers. A total of 26 New York firehouses have been forced to close after firefighters refused to get vaccinated ahead of de Blasio's Friday deadline. The FDNY stations that closed due to no manpower include 6 in Manhattan, 9 in Brooklyn, 3 in Queens, 4 in the Bronx, and 4 in Staten Island. So there you go. These folks are essential services in the city. They are anywhere, especially in the city. A lot of times in a city, when one building catches on fire, that means many more will catch on fire if it's not put out because it spreads from building to building. Now, this is absolutely what... defund the police. Defund that and cut back on that. Close the fire stations. Who cares? I had to take Marsha Miller to a local hospital here in Somersville, West Virginia. I forget what they call them. They changed names. They had to take her to the hospital. You know what? You hear how crowded hospitals are? That's a lie. There was barely anyone in the hospital, in the ER, or anywhere else. Now, I did not go any further than the ER room. But there were very few vehicles outside. And no one, there's two people sitting in the waiting room for the ER. Nothing was going on. If they're so crowded, where are all the people? And when they took Marsha back to do the x-rays on her shoulder and knee, she saw no patients anywhere. Doesn't it sound a little fishy to you?
Well, I mean, I think various areas are going to have various problems. So,
but what I've been
you know,
told
it's of, just, you know, in a smaller town, yeah, you're not going to have the same as if you have a greater population. But
we were told last month they were overwhelmed, just last month.
In your area?
Yes, in this specific hospital.
Oh.
And it was just basically empty. I don't know. Folks, you figure it out. I just work here. I don't know. It's just really sad.
You know what I heard? There was another healthcare. I can't remember the name of it. They're actually making, so all their employees went and got vaccinated, like good little girls and boys, and that's their choice. They have a right to do, I mean, you know, that's their choice. But now, the employees that got the Johnson & Johnson vaccination have to get another one.
Yes.
And if they, so it's not just the booster. This is more than just the booster. If the ones that had gotten the Moderna and the Pfizer, they're fine. They didn't have to. But if you got a Johnson & Johnson, they're making that group of people go and get another one.
Never ends.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Never ends.
Here these people dutifully went and got their vaccinations. At least they had a choice of which one they wanted to take. And now that's not even good enough? Because I firmly believe they want everybody to have that mRNA. That's what I believe.
That's what they want. I totally agree. Listen to a so-called health official today on the radio. Said that they can't give the children... No, take it back. They're going to give the children vaccination. But they don't know how much to give. They don't give them an adult's worth of vaccine. They want to do it at a child level. But they don't know how much it's going to take to make it work. Would you call that experimentation on a child, Melody?
Well, let's hope they have that figured out before they get it.
Well, they're starting to give them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's experimenting on a child. Oh, well. People, pay attention to this. Because if you got a child and trying to force it, please, please think about this. Back to more things about the mandates. Sheriff warns vaccine mandate causing mass exodus among personnel. Again, Port Hook, California, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanova continues to rail against the county's vaccine mandate, warning it's causing a mass exodus in his department and threatens public safety at a time when violent crime is on the rise. I've already stated the dangers to public safety when 20 to 30% of our workforce is no longer available to provide service. Those dangers are quickly becoming a reality. Villanova said in a prepared statement that he posted on social media last week, we are experiencing an increase in unscheduled retirements, worker compensation claims, employees quitting, and reduction in qualified applicants. As a result, he said, homicide rates in the county would continue to rise, while response times increase and patrol services decline. With the pandemic waning, there's no justification for the board mandate, Villanova said. It is like putting up the storm in this after the storm has passed. So another sheriff, we can't maintain what we've had. We can't do it. Now, folks, that's going to mean that the responsibility of protecting your home will probably fall back on you. And nothing wrong with that. It should be there all along. The cops should be there, I guess, to maintain some order in public. But in your home, you're responsible for what you have to care of. You alone, and especially husbands, you're in charge of making sure that your wife and children are fed and housed and clothed and protected. That's your job. That's biblical. That's a biblical assignment. Matter of fact, the Bible says if you don't do that, you deny the faith and worse than an infidel. So if you go to church and say you're saved, you're not, because you're not doing what the Bible said. I said very clearly. Now, I'm going to say this. My home is protected. We have a decent sheriff here. We really do. But if I call, it's going to take them at least 15, 20 minutes to get where I am. Melody, do you realize how much can happen in 15, 20 minutes? Somebody's breaking your house.
Mm.
It's all over. They're going. Either you're dead or they're dead. So, folks, responsibility falls back on us, where it should have been all along. We have to take individual responsibility for taking care of ourselves. Again, that's why you put up food, a water filter, call Melody for getting some kind of financial backing for what you're going to have. And, folks, this is all for real stuff. It's falling back to you and I. We're not going to have the protection we used to as far as having a cop or somebody right on the street right there beside us. It is going away. Intentionally, it's happening. So prepare yourself is all I can say. But what do you want to add to that?
Nope, I agree.
And the next article, U.S. prisons face staff shortages as officers quit amid COVID. A Georgia State House representative was hearing on prison conditions in September. A corrections officer called in to testify, interrupting his shift to tell lawmakers how dire conditions had become. On a good day, he told lawmakers, he had maybe six or seven officers to supervise roughly 1,200 people. Let that sink in, folks, on a good day. He said he had recently been assigned to look after 400 prisoners by himself. There weren't enough nurses to provide medical care. All the officers absolutely despise working here, said the officer, who didn't give his name in a fear of retaliation. And I have a friend who works at a correction facility, so we can't maintain it. We're understaffed, and the rules that they follow are so confusing. If you see two guys fighting, you can intercede to get help. There you go.
And here we go, right into the break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And what else you want to talk about today? Anything other than what else?
Well, we got so much going on here that it's unbelievable. Another COVID article. We'll move on to something else. All COVID deaths in September occurred in the fully vaccinated. The Office for National Statistics in the United Kingdom has released a new database showing that 81% of everyone who died in the month of September after testing positive for the Wuhan virus was fully vaccinated in accordance with government guidelines. In the UK alone, during the month of September, some 30,305 people died within 21 days of getting injected for the Chinese flu. This was an inadvertent omission by the ONS, which had previously told Inquiring Minds that they do not hold this information. So, folks, go. And one more issue, Japan ends vaccine-induced pandemic by legalizing ivermectin, while pharma-controlled media pretends masks and vaccines were the savior. Japan finally caught on. Ivermectin is now legal there, and they turned the curve, so they made the curve, so to speak. So that some nations are catching on finally. And Japan has always been skeptical of these things anyway. They don't like vaccines. They've always been very skeptical of them. So they've turned the curve by doing some common-sense medicine.
Did you hear what they did over in China?
I don't know. What
Disneyland?
Oh, yes. Yeah, put 33,000 people in prison there, so to speak.
So they could be tested.
Yeah, yeah.
Nearly 34,000 people at Disneyland underwent testing, which ended close to midnight, long after the festivities at the park were usually finished. Ferried home on 220 special buses, all were found money to be negative, but they were still required to isolate at home for 2 days and be retested in 2 weeks. The shutdown of one of Walt Disney's company's most lucrative parks came after a positive case in a woman who traveled to Shanghai from nearby Hangzhou over the weekend. While officials are yet to confirm whether she visited Disneyland, her infection sparked an aggressive contact tracing effort across China, which eventually ensnared the park goers. Amazing. 34,000 people were not allowed to go until they were tested. All because of one woman tested positive and she traveled. Amazing.
That is absolutely, we were saying it's unheard of, but it could happen here anytime. It truly could. What we're seeing in Australia and other places coming to America soon, if we don't stand up, folks, it's coming home to us. You can take that to the bank. You probably saw this too, Melody. Threats to Northern Virginia Mall shopping centers could be activated. ISIS cell, military source says. You probably saw this. It's supposed to happen over the weekend. I obviously didn't, thank God, but Fairfax County Police on Friday warned the public about a possible threat directed at malls and shopping centers. Fox 5 has learned that threats to multiple malls and shopping centers could be linked to the activated ISIS cell. We're told the cell could carry out an attack within 72 hours. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis had a press conference saying his department is taking this very seriously. Because we receive information with a public safety value added to it, it's our responsibility to have a greater presence, to be more aware, and ask the community to have their eyes and ears peeled for more suspicious activity, said Davis. Fox 5 asked Chief Davis what type of threat or suspicious activity are they hearing about, and he could not get into the specific detail at the time. At Fair Oaks Mall, officers were seen walking around on foot patrolling the area, as well as flashing blue lights from police cars. The same scene is happening over at Tyson's Corner. That is the type of beefed-up security that people in Virginia can expect at malls and shopping centers this holiday weekend and through Election Day. A couple of things to say about that. Are we going to start seeing more of this, Melody? Are we going to start seeing more threats and possibly soon an actual attack on a couple of malls to the point that we're going to see police patrolling the malls with metal detectors, people going in and out of the malls? Are we going to see more control because of this? Is this been done for that reason? To keep people in fear? Folks, this is a country that we didn't used to hear these kind of things. But it's happening more and more all the time. What better way to scare the people into the box again than to threaten when they're going shopping? Well, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and put us through an x-ray machine. Make sure we're okay. Don't let anybody has any kind of guns or weapons. Let's keep it safe and we'll be all right. Well, folks, you're pretty safe in a prison. You're guaranteed a place to sleep and 3 meals a day. Isn't it about the same thing? Any comments on LD?
No. So I don't know why anybody want to go to the mall anyway. There's nothing on the shelves, right?
It's getting beat that way, I guess.
That's a joke. That was a joke.
I understand. It is getting beat away someplace. But you know,
It took you a while. I'll tell you what. Hey, we got open borders. Everything is, look what we've done to Afghanistan. We brought so many over here that they don't even have a clue who they were. They weren't vetted in any manner. So, yeah, I expect to see something like that happen. Absolutely. Unfortunate, but I don't know. I think any time you hear, oh, something's going to happen this week somewhere, that stuff never happens.
No.
I can't ever recall a pre-warning on anything, but there might be.
Like I said, no matter how it happens, if you keep it long enough, people will holler for more help, and they won't take care of themselves. They want somebody else to watch over them, make sure they're safe and protected and fed and clothed and everything else. That's called communism or a prison camp, either way.
Yeah.
Pentagon rattled by Chinese military push on multiple fronts. Oh, my, everything's heating up all the world, folks. China's growing military muscle and its drive to end American predominance in Asia-Pacific is rattling U.S. defense establishment. American officials see trouble quickly accumulating on multiple fronts. Beijing's expanding nuclear arsenal, its advances in space, cyber and missile technologies, and threats to Taiwan. The pace at which China is moving is stunning, says General John Hyden, the number two ranking U.S. military officer, who previously commanded U.S. nuclear forces and now oversaw Air Force space operations. At stake is a potential shift in the global balance of power that has favored the United States for decades. A realignment more favorable to China does not pose a direct threat to the United States, but could complicate U.S. alliances in Asia. New signs of how the Pentagon intends to deal with the China challenge may emerge in coming weeks from Biden administration policy reviews on nuclear weapons, global troop basing, and overall defense strategy. China is flexing its muscles, obviously. And it's going to get, I think it's going to increase. They've pretty much flexed the muscle economically now for how many years, and we helped them do that. You remember back in the 70s, Melody, when you weren't around then. But no, anyway, when Nixon went to China and started trade with China, remember when he was the first president to go to China, I don't know how many years, he started opening up the borders, so to speak, with China, started business with China back in the 70s. Do you remember that?
I do.
And do you remember how people said, well, if you do this, they'll overpower us economically? And this was said back in the 70s. I remember reading people will call them, I guess, economic experts. I read even some back then said China will overtake us economically. Well, they've done it. They've done it. They're at least equal to us. So here we go with just more things that they, when they started prospering economically, they started building the military. They started doing other things to challenge U.S. in different ways. So, folks, this shouldn't surprise us. It's been in the making for 50 years. Any comments on LD?
No, not at all.
This next article, I can't believe we have to even talk about this, because it's so absurd, but it had to happen. American Family Association congratulates Texas Governor Greg Abbott for signing HB 25. Folks, this is ridiculous, but it had to happen. Bill requires public school students to compete in interscholastic athletic competitions based on biological sex. Oh. The AFA Association applauds Texas Governor Greg Abbott for signing a bill into law that requires students to participate on sports teams that correspond with the biological sex determined by the birth certificate used at or near the time they were born. Abbott signed Texas Bill 25 into law last Monday, which bans students from participating in sports leagues for the opposite sex. The law will take effect on January 18, 2022. In the midst of the gender madness movement, it is encouraging for Christians and anyone else who understands basic biology to see states move doing what is right for women and girls, said Ed Villalenio, Executive Vice President of American Family Association. No one should ever want to see gender-confused individuals mocked, persecuted, or physically harmed. But it is equally wrong to demand that everyone or anyone else accept the confusion as a fact. Kudos, Texas Legislature and Governor Abbott, in taking a stand for reality. So, it's amazing that we have to pass a law in the state and say that girls can play in boys' teams and boys can play on girls' teams. I never thought I'd see a day when they'd be so confused about these things and what they have to stand and what they can do that they don't know. They have to. Well, I don't even know how to put words to this. Use the same bathroom, same shower rooms. I mean, what happened? What happened to America that we are that confused, that unconcerned maybe, that perverted, that we allowed this to happen in the first place? I don't know. Any comments you had to that one? I don't want to even say.
No, I mean, it's... You know, it all came along as being politically correct. No one was afraid to, everybody was afraid to say something. Everybody, you know, just went along with the program. And here we are today. And it's, nobody wants to offend anybody. Nobody wants to say anything bad. You know, the mantra today is be kind. And I mean, it's, everybody's supposed to be the same.
Well, maybe we thought it would just be so ridiculous nobody would go along with it. Maybe that's what some of us thought. Maybe I thought that. I don't know. But maybe thought this is so ridiculous it can't work. So it's not going to happen. But it did. I don't know how to add that. And in closing, I'll share this because this can make a huge difference to a lot of people, especially the unborn babies. Supreme Court embarks on most dramatic reckoning for abortion rights in decades. I disgust me to hear abortion rights. When I say murder rights... That's what it is, folks, murder. The Supreme Court faced a bramble of unsettled legal questions when it reviews Texas' most restrictive in-the-nation abortion law Monday, but the inquiry itself is evidence of a changed court whose view of abortion as a constitutional right is in doubt. Monday's hastily scheduled hearing opens the most dramatic month for reproductive rights at the Supreme Court in three decades. That was when a surprising majority of Republican-nominated justices did the unexpected and affirmed rather than renounced the right to abortion established in Roe v. Wade in 1973. Folks, notice Republicans, both parties are basically the same. Such an outcome this time around as the court considers the Texas law and on December 1st a Mississippi ban on abortion after 15 weeks, far earlier than current Supreme Court precedent allows, will be a bitter disappointment for anti-abortion activists who feel this is their chance. For two generations, the U.S. Supreme Court has tied the hands of states to act laws protecting children, unborn children, from their mothers. Marjorie Denenfelser, president of the anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony List, said of Texas legislation, "It's time to restore this right to the people and update our laws." Well, that's wonderful. Of course, about 75 million babies a little bit late, but that's still a move, I guess, in the right direction. Stop the so-called constitutional right to mothers to kill their babies. That's a good move in my mind. As a pastor and a Christian, I know it's a good move. But I know we all have a lot to answer for on this issue alone. And maybe we wonder, chaos affects economics, doesn't it? Don't they?
Sure does.
So the more chaos is caused in a nation, I don't care whether it's the COVID nonsense or radical groups getting together and opposing one another in the streets, like the BLM and what they call those boys, this group got together. I mean, no matter which side you're on, it's causing chaos, and we're seeing more of a spread. The shops are not even protected from shoplifters, and all this is being condoned and accepted. This is causing situations to become chaotic to the point that it will and does affect economics. Even if we had a healthy economy, which we don't, and even if we had a constitutional economy, which we don't, chaos would affect the economy. Understand that, folks. The New World Order motto is out of chaos order. The Great Reset is taking place because they're causing chaos worldwide. Worldwide. And unrest worldwide. This is what we're seeing happen. So I don't know how else to add anything to this today. Except, hey, if you don't prepare yourself, you do not prepare yourself. Prepare yourself and your family. You're failing greatly your duty as a family, especially as the head of the household. It's your job to do your best to make sure there's something to eat in the house. They have a warm place to sleep and protection while they're there. We can't fix the whole world, but if you fix one home at a time, folks, eventually we can fix the community. Community can fix the county. County can fix the state. But we're not seeing it happen. Because people don't want to take personal accountability. That's the way it is.
Yes, it is. And we're out of time. And that's the way it is. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless. Thank you.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.